We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the K-State Sports Network, from Learfield, live from the Union Station by JP's Gastropub, this is the Bruce Weber Show, brought to you by Union Station by JP's Gastropub, great food by Wildcats for Wildcats, located in the K-State Student Union, Kansas Land Tire, out of air or need repair? These guys care. And by Kansas Strong, strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com.
To the rim. Scoop shot is good. What a play there.
Now, this is the Bruce Weber Show. Here's your host, Wyatt Thompson.
Well, hello, Wildcat Nation. Welcome to another edition of the Bruce Weber Show. We come to you live tonight, as always, at the beautiful Union Station by JP's Gastro Club on the second floor of the K-State Student Union. And we're talking Wildcat basketball over the next hour, and you can certainly join us. We'll tell you how to do that in just a little bit. I hope you've noticed the Wildcats' back-to-back wins against top 25 teams that we'll talk about tonight. Number 19, Texas Tech, and number 23, Texas, as the Cats, who played shorthanded to start the conference and went 0-4, are now 2-4 and 10-7 overall. And we'll talk about those two games and certainly preview the ball game coming up Saturday at home against Kansas, round one of the Dillon Sunflower Showdown. And next Tuesday, before we're back here next Thursday, the Cats will play in Waco against the Baylor Bears next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. We've got a nice crowd here, live audience at JP's. Put your hands together and help me welcome the coach of the Wildcats, Mr. Bruce Weber. Well, as several people have said to me over the last couple of days, it is amazing the difference a week can make.
Yeah.
It really is a big deal.
Well, in football, you have to wait a whole week to play another game, or if you have a bye, 2 weeks. But in basketball, you have a chance to come right back. And, you know, the big thing, right? I mean, we've talked. We finally got them all together. We get practice with the coaches. And I think a little bit they had to learn about what the league's about. Marquise is new to it. You know, even Mark Smith is new to us and our system. And we still, at times, we have three freshmen in the game, too. You know, yes. You got to remember that. And but, you know, to their, I'm just proud of them. You know, they came together. I think the big thing, after West Virginia, I told the coaches, instead of you guys doing it, first of all, everyone was sick and around at home. I said, instead of you breaking down the film, tell them to break the film down. And we put them in groups, and we said, you guys break it down, and then you guys show it, and you guys present it. And we had little groups of, you know, guys doing it. And the whole point of it was to take some ownership and take accountability. And you know, it was interesting that, you know, some of the guys, even how people came out of the game and didn't, you know, give high fives, didn't sit in, you know, didn't cheer for people on the bench. You know, there were a lot of interesting things. Yeah. And they held each other accountable, and they've come together and starting to talk. And, you know, I thought Texas Tech, we really played good. And they're good.
Yeah, they are.
It's, you know, they came back, and they were up 20 on Iowa State two nights ago, and, you know, just had beaten Kansas and had beaten Baylor at Baylor. So, you know, it was a good ball game. We guarded the heck out of them. We shared the basketball. We did good things on both ends of the court. And, you know, you have 16 assists against Texas Tech, and the second half, pretty good efficiency. And you know, the big thing is when we've out-rebounded people, I think you brought up the stat, we're 10-1.
Yep.
And that's a team that you have to out-rebound to have a chance. And, you know, and then we come back with Texas, and, you know, you knew they had just come off a loss, so that didn't help. Iowa State kind of got them pretty good in Ames, and so we knew they'd be ready, and they came out and jumped on us, but we just, like, grinded it out, and we kept staying close. And I think Nigel had a shot before half to take the lead, missed it. We were down a few at halftime, 4, and had a good start to the second half, and, you know, got down the stretch, but they didn't score. You think about both games. Texas Tech has one field goal, I think, in the last 4 or 5 minutes, and Texas doesn't score for the last 3.5 minutes.
Right.
So, you know, really good defense, and we've done it playing small at the end, and that's just, you know, credit to those guys, determined. You know, ironically, they, you know, we tried to keep Selton on Marcus Carr down the stretch, and they kept screening, and Nigel's the one who had to guard him on the last play, and he's a really good player. He's better than I ever even thought he is. Could be, you know, he manned up and made a miss, and we got the rebound, and, you know, we're still in last place. That's what I told him when I left today. You know, but if you find a way to win another one, now you could be fifth place. It's so bottled up, and the league is so even.
And you're going through a stretch right here where you're going to play 4 ranked teams back to back to back to back. That doesn't happen in every league, but it's happening right now in this conference for Kansas State, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you know, and it, you know, it's at the time when I think Coach Spiro, when we were looking at it when it first came out, he goes, man, they didn't do us any favors. And then you got to go to Ole Miss on the road.
Exactly.
And so, but, you know, we've survived the first couple, and we got a good Kansas team coming in. They've been the best scoring team in the league. So we're going to have to defend them and just keep playing the same way that we played. And the words I've used are discipline, toughness, and make simple basketball plays. Those are the 3 things we really emphasize. And right now they bought in. Now, you know, can we continue that? And that'll be the big test.
I hope you don't mind me bringing this up, but I think when a guy like Mark Adams compliments you in how well you defended, and this guy is known all around the country for defense, that says something about how well you played to get this thing started against the Red Raiders.
Yeah, and I think our guys finally learned that, you know, if you're going to win games in this league, you know, you have to guard.
Yeah.
You, that gives you a chance. And, you know, and we have good defenders. You know, I think we all talk about Selton. You know, he's got the big body, and he can guard, you know, big guards and stay in front. But Marquise gives us another dynamic. Because he can put pressure, you know, he kind of reached and got some foul trouble and didn't play quite as well against Texas, but I thought he did an unbelievable job on Kevin McCullough, who's really, really good player. You know, and then you got other guys that can defend. You know, Mark is older, stronger, you know, once he's starting to learn concepts and, you know, that we want, and he's gotten better. Mike McGurl, you know, we know is a proven defender. So we have a number of guys that can guard. Luke comes in and does a good job. And, you know, I think the next step would be we just got to get a little something more out of our big guys. If we can do that, that would, you know, take us to a whole other step.
Well, that's an interesting point, and let's go into that just briefly here, because I think we all know what Davion did over the last, 15, 18, 20 games a year ago. He's got the he's got the ability to be better, and let's hope he can do that.
Yeah, it's there, and it wasn't, you know, he wasn't great last year at the start either, and he had gone through COVID. Then it was 21 days to come back for him. He missed 21 days at one time. So it, you know, and he's gone through some things. And you know, I keep telling them this is about them. They have it inside. I got to help bring it out. Our coaches do. But they also have to, it's got to come from them. And that's the big thing. And he's the prime, you know, person there. And you know, it's got to start with little things and just, you know, being active and doing the things you can do. I think that's the biggest thing, and catching the ball. And he's probably lost some confidence. I would tell you that.
Sure.
And, you know, that, you know, but you just, you know, I told him, do what you do. Just be active and be aggressive. He wants to do well, but he's still a young guy. He really is. And, you know, he's got some growing up to do, but it would be nice if he could get going. I think Casey's gotten a little frustrated. Again, you know, he's the guy that, you know, you miss 7 days, and for him as a big guy, he's not the most athletic. He's not the most, and it takes a little while to get back.
Yeah.
And you know, for him, and then Carlton is slowly but surely, he moves the best out of all our guys. He just hasn't played enough, and he doesn't know. But the other night we just said, hey, if those other two don't give us much, we're going to give them a shot. And if he would have made his free throws, you know, he would have been fine.
Yeah.
You know, he just – but again, he's – you know, we're throwing him into the wolves without ever trying to go against the little puppy dogs first. And he – you know, so he – it makes it a little tougher on him.
He's really handled it pretty well, though, hasn't he? I know you'd like for him to be stronger, and he'll get stronger.
Yeah.
But part of the not being strong enough is he's not been healthy. That's the best part of him being healthy now.
Yes, and he. This is the longest stretch since we've had him.
Yeah,
where it's been about a month now that we've actually had him consistent in practice, and he's hasn't taken himself out, or Luke hasn't. And you know, it's just fun. The you know, for them and what they achieve. I just hope. You know, I said the other night, don't be a one-hit wonder. You remember when we were growing up and they had the little singles on the record player, and they had the group that had the hit, and then after that, you never heard about them again. So, you know, now don't be a two-hit wonder. You know,
right.
The flip side, you had two songs on that little single, and, you know, we got to keep it going. There's a long way to go. You know, we've given them a goal of where we think we can get with games, and hopefully we slowly but surely can reach that goal and give us a chance to have a good season.
We're so glad you're with us tonight. Let me give you a chance to kind of get a hold of us here. You can call 1-866-577-8228 if you have a question. You can call us again, 1-866-577-8228. We're also on Facebook Live. You can send your questions to that. You can also reach me through Twitter at @CatVoiceWyatt. So lots of ways to be involved with the show. We will talk about the matchup with Kansas and, of course, Baylor a little bit later. And our two players, we'll do one more segment with Coach, and then we're excited to have Selton Miguel here tonight to visit with everybody, and freshman Logan Landers pumped up about that. So we'll take a quick break. We're back in 2 minutes. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
U.S. air quality is better than it has been in decades. The U.S. leads the world in cutting CO2 emissions since the year 2000, all while becoming the world's largest producer of petroleum. We need oil and gas to provide the energy and products we depend on every day. And if we care about the environment, we should produce that vital resource here, because we do a better job on environmental issues than any other nation. That's what keeps America strong and Kansas strong. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid abuse. We're all taught to share, but giving someone your pain medication isn't generous. It's reckless. Yet 1 in 5 people prescribed an opioid admit to sharing it with others. These drugs can be dangerous, even deadly. Support the people you love. Store your medication securely and dispose of unused medication. If you're asked to share, say no. Help prevent opioid abuse among your friends and family before it starts.
Learn more about safe storage and disposal at itmattersks.org. We all know old man Winter's been on vacation, but rumor has it he's headed back this way. Don't let him sideline you. On your way to see Willie, make sure you have a strong set of treads for your car, pickup, or SUV. And the place to get that done is Kansas Land Tire. Name brand tires. Unparalleled service and great value is what Kansas Land Tire is famous for. And it's not just about the tires, it's also about the alignment and the balancing of those tires. Kansas Land Tire, online at KansasLandTire.com.
With 23 convenient locations, visit thetirestore.com to find the Kansas Land Tire nearest you. For soybean growers who want rapid burndown, the longest-lasting residual and broad-spectrum control, send in the Pro, Zidua Pro Herbicide from BASF. With three sites of action, it delivers consistent performance plus built-in weed resistance management. And it gives you planting flexibility plus the simplicity of a single pre-mix formulation for pre-emergent applications. Talk to your BASF authorized retailer today. BASF. We create chemistry. Always read and follow label directions.
Back to the Bruce Weber Show, Union Station by JP's Gastro Pub, proudly serving the best fresh and local products using K-State's own Weber Hall beef and Call Hall dairy products. Always rotating beer taps and never a boring selection. JP's Gastro Pub serves 16 of the best Kansas beers on tap and located in the K-State Student Union. Check it out. We're here each and every Thursday night between now and the 3rd of March talking Wildcat basketball on the Bruce Weber Show. Welcome back. K-State on Saturday will host Kansas at 3 o'clock. We'll have it for you on the K-State Sports Network starting at 2. And we've got a couple of callers, and we'll get some calls in here right now. 1-866-577-8228 is our telephone number. Bill in Wichita starts us off tonight. Bill, thanks for the call. Go right ahead, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
We were cutting out pretty good there. We didn't hear all the stuff.
I heard you talk about Obagi, and I think you said he's the best player. He is the leading scorer in the league and one of the best players in the league, if not the best. And I think it's tough matchup. Obviously, Christian Braun. They just seem to make plays when they have to, and I don't think they played quite as well as Bill has probably hoped they should play at times. But at the end of the Iowa State game, they find a way and they get a stop and they make a play down the stretch. And then Obagi struggling against Oklahoma, gets hurt, comes out, doesn't score until the last probably 7-8 minutes, and then he has 10 in that stretch. But and then Christian Braun jumps up and just calmly makes the three to win the thing. So those two are very experienced guys. Obviously, McCormick's played. Jalen Wilson's a very talented guy, gives them versatility. Obagi's matchup is tough because he can shoot the three so well, and you got to get to him. But they shoot it well because they get open shots, and they help each other. They play off each other. Slowly but surely, we're starting to do that as a group, I think, and that's something we've emphasized, to keep that ball moving, share that ball, depend on your teammates to help you, and when we do that, we're a pretty good team. But it's a tough matchup. We sat today as a staff, who's going to guard who, and we don't, our size is a question mark, but our size was a question mark against Texas Tech. And,
true.
And, the heart is there. If the heart's there and our preparation is there, understanding the team and the players and taking things away, then it just comes down to blockout. And they're a sneaky, good rebounding team. Christian Braun will get one here and there. Obagi will get one. Wilson will get one. Obviously, McCormick's a big guy. Lightfoot, who's been there at what now, 9 years, I think.
Seems like it.
Oh, my goodness. And he always seems to come up big against us. He'll make some big plays, and he's so physical and aggressive and does a good job. So it's a tough matchup, and You know, but they, you know, just, you can go back. You know, they had to beat Oklahoma. We had the same play at Oklahoma. We had Nigel had a shot to go ahead. You know, we didn't make it. They made it. You know, Texas Tech beat them, and then we beat Texas Tech. So, you know, I think we're capable, you know, but we just got to keep playing with the same discipline and toughness.
Let's go to Dan in Topeka up next. Dan, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Weber. Go right ahead.
Hello, Wyatt.
How are you, buddy?
Weber.
Good to hear from you, Dan.
Coach, you got the team playing pretty good now. The way everybody's knocking each other off the conference, I think it's still up for grabs.
Yeah, I saw something the other day that on ESPN, and they always do these predictions and stuff. It was if Kansas had 46 chance of winning the league percent or something, then Baylor was 20-something, and then the rest, everyone else was like 1% or
really?
Something, you know. So, you know, but, you know, again, those all those predictions and ratings don't really mean anything because you, especially in this league, there's such great balance. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how, you know, you beat Kansas and, you know, you really mix it up as for everybody. So, but that's easier said than done.
Coach, do you still talk with Coach Snyder?
You know, it's kind of funny that you bring it up. I you know, he always writes notes. I'm sure Wyatt probably gets them. Any holiday or birthday or whatever happens or a good thing, he's always sending notes. And I got something from him around Christmas time. And I really had thought, to be honest, I got a little behind because of the COVID. But one of my plans was I had asked him before Christmas if he'd come and talk to the team sometime. So we're hoping here some, you know, in the near future that he'll come and talk because obviously he's got great words of wisdom. And I know they would all respect them, and it would be nice to have him come and give us a nice little talk. So I haven't heard from have you talked to him lately?
I have not talked to him for a couple of two or three weeks or so.
Yeah.
But had when he and D. Scott had that book signing thing,
yes.
I was honored to host that part of it. I think he's doing quite well. Appreciate you asking about him, Dan.
Yeah.
Sounds good, Coach. Let's get a win Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling in.
Thanks so much, Dan. We'll take a break here. We're going to get to one of our two player guests when we come back in just 2 minutes. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday night. Back after a break. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with a friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Bruce Weber Show on this Thursday night. Visit you. Station by JP's Gastropub today to taste the difference. Proudly smoking meats daily with pecan and hickory wood for 16 hours. JP's Gastropub takes their barbecue serious, offering all of the region's favorites like brisket, pulled pork, or the always popular house-smoked and fried wings. We're confident the burn-ins will also make you smile. Welcome back to our program. One other quick reminder for you. From the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. Our first of two player guests tonight for our live audience, this young man to my left. I think you all probably know this face, Seldon Miguel, 6'4 sophomore from Angola. And boy, did he do a job late in that game the other night in Austin, Texas against Marcus Carr, who was really, really hot. Put your hands together and welcome Seldon to the show. It's good to have you here, partner.
Thank you, sir.
Let's talk a little bit about that the other night. Boy, that had to be a challenge when you were assigned to Marcus to slow him down, and yet you slowed him down. Tell us about what that was like. That was a heck of a win. Congratulations.
Thank you. Like I said, coach is just keep saying defense win game, so I had the opportunity to lock him up that time, so that's what the job I had to do.
When you went through all of the things you went through last year, how long did it take you to recognize how good you could be potentially on the defensive side with your frame and your strength? And obviously you're stronger now than you even were a year ago.
Just really keep trusting the coaches, keep trusting our trainer, AJ, and Ben was here last year. Just keep working on my body, keep working on my athleticism, and then keep working on my speed. So I think if I keep working, I think I can get there. Better and better.
What was it like that first year, all the things that you guys went through? And, of course, there was COVID, there was injury, there was youth, there was, you know, frankly, you know, losing some games. That had to be a pretty tough beginning, and yet you stayed awfully positive and had a really, really nice freshman season.
It was a rough freshman season because COVID, because everything that happened last year. I think we were just happy to be there. We was young. It was a younger team.
Yep.
And we were just happy to be there. But this year is just more like we went through last year, we taking this year. I mean, it's a lot more ownership. It's a lot more older guys on the team. So that's what we had to do.
We'll get to those older guys in a moment. But after last season, you had an opportunity to try out for the Olympic team in your country. Tell us a little bit about that experience, what that was like for you, and how it made you a better player.
Definitely made me a better player mentally, physically, because I was playing against other guys. I was younger on the team, so I had to learn a lot on and off the court. And then I think it was overall a good experience just to learn and grow as a player and then come back here and help the Cats.
Yeah. It's interesting when you went through that experience. Correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I think you were the only college player. Everybody that you were competing against and playing with were all professionals.
Yeah, they were all professionals. They had a family. I was the only one that had no family.
Was it intimidating at first? Did you handle it okay? How did that go for you?
I mean, at first I was a little bit scared, a little bit nervous, but then I just took game by game, and then at the same time it was just basketball.
Yeah.
To be honest, I really didn't take as I'm gonna be scared. No, I was nervous at first, but then I just keep going. It was the same thing.
How cool was it? We're visiting with Seldon Miguel. How cool was it, though, to even put on that uniform representing one's country? I can't even imagine what that would be like. That had to be awesome.
Yeah, it was definitely awesome. I was proud, and everybody in my country was proud of me because nobody ever did that. The youngest player playing with the older guys, it was the first one did it. So I was proud of myself because it was hard to do that, and then I just worked to get there.
I'm going to assume that you will try to do it again someday?
Yeah, for sure. If Coach Ray will let me this time, I'll probably will.
Seldon Miguel is our guest. Okay, so after that experience, you come back. How quickly did you get to learn the new guys? I mean, you had three transfer guys come in here, and it just seemed like, boom, they just fit in so quickly and so well. How did you see that?
Even when I was on the national team, I saw them because it was here over the summer and the spring. I wasn't here.
Right.
So I was just seeing videos. We was talking on group chat. I mean, just talking to them on the phone, I seen them. They was about to be a good fit on and off the court. They're good guys. they my brothers. They just fit in for the
kids. They're easy to like, aren't they? They're good dudes.
Yeah, on and off the court, they good guys. They're good guys. Yeah.
You guys have become, I mean, you went through a tough stretch with COVID and injury and that. Probably the low point was the TCU game. Kind of take us from that over the next week and what that was like to beat a team like Texas Tech and then Texas. That had to be pretty darn nice.
Yeah, for sure. It started when we played Texas. We only had like 8 players.
Yep.
We held it down until halftime, but then we didn't have enough players, so we was kind of tired, but we fight through. But then, like Coach say and the other coaches say, when we have the entire squad, it's a difference because we can't rotate. It's more players to, like, sub and everything. I think defense is going to take us where we want to be. Just got to keep playing. I mean, we're going to miss shots, but I feel like if we stay locked in on defense, that's when we're going to win games.
I know you are a really hard worker. We've talked about your defensive abilities and the potential there.
Yes, sir.
I would say that you've also become better offensively and still want to do so. How are you better now than you were a year ago, and what are the offensive things that you're trying to work on now?
I mean, I was a little bit afraid last year, kind of nervous, just playing by the team, just playing my role, because we had other players stepping up for that. But like Coach said, this year, just he told me just be you. Don't be afraid. Just be you. Just take the open shots. Just when you go right, just make sure you get a foul, make the layup, and just still working on my shot, still working everything I can to be a better player.
I think you are one of the happiest, smiling guys on our team.
Yeah,
does that come from somebody in your family?
I feel like if I don't talk or laugh, I would play best. So I always got to laugh or talk.
I'm with you.
Yeah, just got to bring the team up, just bring the energy. Yeah.
Keep up the great work, Selton.
Thanks, sir,
for coming, buddy. We appreciate it. Selton Miguel with us on the show, and we're back in a moment. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
When you think your crop is in the clear and you're feeling assured, beware. That's when late-season pigweed suddenly emerges to take over your soybean fields. Don't let pigweed creep back. Add Zidua SC herbicide to your post-application for residual control that lasts up to 2 weeks longer than many competitive products. Or add Outlook herbicide, which activates with as little as a quarter inch of rainfall. BASF. We create chemistry. Always read and follow label directions.
It was a sunny day in Manhattan. We were working Vice. My partner, Bubba Bloomer. My name, Tuesday. However, it's Monday, January 10th. We're at the Union Station Gastropub.
Welcome to Union Station.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Well, the full pound of smoked brisket is especially popular.
What's the best sauce?
The jalapeno blueberry is really good.
Bread choice?
4 slices of Texas toast? Drink?
No, I'm on duty. Maybe at 5. The verdict on the brisket? Excellent. I'll be back at 5.
We all know Old Man Winter's been on vacation, but rumor has it he's headed back this way. Don't let him sideline you. On your way to see Willie, make sure you have a strong set of treads for your car, pickup, or SUV. And the place to get that done is Kansas Land Tire. Name brand tires. Unparalleled service and great value is what Kansas Land Tire is famous for. And it's not just about the tires, it's also about the alignment and the balancing of those tires. Kansas Land Tire, online at KansasLandTire.com.
With 23 convenient locations, visit thetirestore.com to find the Kansas Land Tire nearest you.
Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. Investment scams don't just target the elderly. Research shows many fraud victims are college-educated, financially literate individuals who are optimistic. 1 in 10 will fall victim to investment fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
We welcome you back to the Bruce Weber Show on this Thursday night. Stop by Union Station by JP's for the Daily Unwind, offering food and drink specials from 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Enjoy $1 off draft beer, wine, and cocktails. While you're relaxing, do yourself a favor and try the popular Weefald Mac and Cheeseburger or the always fresh Sunflower Chicken Salad. See you at the Gastro Pub. With the purchase of at least $10, parking in the garage adjacent to the Union is validated for up to 2 hours. We remind you, too, the Bruce Weber Show is brought to you by Kansas Strong. Strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. Our thanks to Seldon Miguel for joining us on the show tonight. And our second player guest is a young man that you may not know all that well just yet, but you're going to. He is Logan Landers. He is a 6'9 freshman from Cedarburg, Wisconsin. Welcome to the show, buddy. Good to see
you,
man. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Like Seldon, by nature, you're pretty much a grinner. You're happy most of the time. I think you feel like you made a good decision coming to K-State. Let's start there. You picked K-State. Why?
You know, it all started with the relationships I built with the coaches. With COVID, I couldn't come and I couldn't visit. I never got to see the coaches in person. So that was a real struggle. And, you know, when it came down to the decision, I had the best, you know, relationship with Coach Hendo, Coach Weber, Coach Lowry, Coach Southwell. And, you know, it's a real family feeling around here. And, you know, it was hard to pass that up.
Like so many guys that come to the Big 12 level, Power 5 level, you had options. You were a good high school player. Tell everybody a little bit about your high school career, how that went. I mean, you were a big scorer. You were recruited pretty heavily. Had to be a lot of fun for you.
Yeah, no, high school was a great time. You know, I started out at a academic prep school for 2 years, and then I transferred back to my hometown. And, you know, my first 2.5 years, I was all in on baseball. You know, basketball wasn't even in consideration until, you know, late junior year is when I started to really pick it up. I had a couple offers for baseball, but, you know, God was telling me, hey, you got another path to go in life. So I listened to him and I went with that path. And, you know, my last year, my senior year was really my most fun year of high school basketball. I really got to just exploit, you know, all my skills out there. And, you know, it worked out well. Coach Weber, he saw something good.
Were you, I'm taking a little bit of a shot here. I'm going to assume you were a pitcher.
You got it. You got it right.
You threw hard, I'm assuming?
Yeah. You know, at my peak, at the start of my junior year, I got up to 90. Wow. And, you know, that's kind of where it stopped because then I decided to go with basketball. But at the time, the hardest I had thrown was I had got up to 90, 89, 90. I threw a fastball, slider, and changeup. And, you know, I kind of wheeled and dealed out there. It was a good time, but here I am now.
Okay. With that said, this young man was the number 6 player in Wisconsin, a consensus 3-star guy, 1,500-plus points in high school. Okay, so you're good at baseball. You're good at basketball. Why basketball when it was all said and done?
There was just something that was really itching at me to, you know, go towards basketball. You know, there was a lot of nights that I sat there and I prayed about it, and I was like, please tell me, you know, tell me, God, where do I need to go in life that I can best better myself in sports and in life? And at the end of the day, my heart just led towards basketball, so I knew that was the right choice for me.
In our most recent home game against Texas Tech afterwards, most people are gone. I'm kind of wrapping up things, and I look up, and you're working on your game out there with almost nobody in the arena with your dad.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
You know, that's, you know, kids, that's something I dream about, you know, and I look back, and those are going to be things I remember for the rest of my life. And, you know, we went out and we played one of the best basketball games I've seen us play so far in my short career.
Right.
And, you know, we had guys out there doing what they needed to do, and I was just not needed that night, and it worked out quite well for us. So I told myself, I was like, you know what, I'm going to go in there and get my shots up, get some work in, so that, you know, when the time comes, I'm ready and ready to go for the game.
Logan Landers is our guest. I think all players that come into this level for the first time probably recognize several things right away. And one is you have to get stronger.
Yes.
Did you recognize that from day one or the first week, or how did that work for you?
Right away. I mean, you know, first week, I'd say you notice the physicality, the speed, you know, the smarts of the game. Everything's extremely elevated times 10 from high school to college. And I knew playing at the position that I want to play, you know, the four position, I got to be able to be a strong guy, but I also got to be able to move my feet. And that's something that I've continued to work on, and I'm really going to pick up working on, because I know that can help me and help the team.
I'm of the opinion that I think I read that you had a little growth spurt, or let's call it a big growth spurt, like junior high-ish. Is that right?
Yeah. So from sixth grade to ninth grade, I grew a total of 9 inches. So each year I grew 3 inches.
Wow.
So yeah, that was my real big, you know, I joked with Marquise and I was like, yeah, I was like your height in fourth grade. And, you know, of course he laughs about it or something.
Right.
But, you know, that in going into high school, I was about 6'5". So my eighth grade year is when I measured in at 6'5". So yeah, that was kind of funny being seeing some pictures. I was like, I was a 6'5", eighth grader. I look goofy.
But you're skilled, though, and you know that.
Yeah, I mean, when I was younger.
Were you skilled all the way through the growth spurts or not necessarily?
Oh, gosh, no. I looked like a wounded gazelle out there. I didn't know how to run. I just looked goofy, you know, but I was going to speed camps. I was, you know, me and my dad would sit, and my dad had sprayed on like a ladder in my garage that him and I would go out at nighttime and do the ladder because I had slow feet at the time, you know, going through that. And even pitching wise, my body did not just work together. And it was just funny, you know, after looking back, I was so stressed out. And now I look back and I'm like, it's all a part of life and it's all worked itself out.
Well, I've asked you a little bit about, you know, the hard stuff. What was great right out of the gate when you got here?
Oh man,
people, coaches, facilities.
The people, 100%. The coaches. Really? I mean, the people around here. It's, you know, back in my hometown, everyone's very, you know, they'll wave to you, they'll say hi, they'll stop and have a conversation here, and you know, going to another part of the United States, I was like, oh man, I'm nervous. I wonder if people are going to be like that. You know, it's like that times 10. People will stop. They'll say hi. They'll have a conversation with you. They'll let you know if you need anything. You can call them or text them. They'll offer you your number. I mean, Manhattan people care about you. They care about this program. They care about the university. And it's really been an awesome journey so far.
Saturday will be your first toe in the water, so to speak, for Kansas State, Kansas. What have you been told about the rivalry? What do you know about the rivalry?
I know it's one of the biggest rivalries in college basketball. I know it's going to be a very loud game.
Yeah.
I've been told a lot of different things, you know, that it's very intense, that, you know, you got to be a part of it to really understand how, you know, precious that is. So, I mean, it's been something I've been looking forward to since I committed.
So excited to have you at K-State, man. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for spending some time with us. Thank you.
Logan Landers, everybody, and we're back in a moment. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Thanks for joining us tonight as we welcome you back to the Bruce Weber Show. Union Station by JP's Gastropub, proudly serving the best fresh and local products using K-State's own Weber Hall beef and Call Hall dairy products. Always rotating beer taps and never a boring selection. JP's Gastropub serves 16 of the best Kansas beers on tap, located in the K-State Student Union. Again, our thanks to Seldon Miguel and Logan Landers for joining us on the program tonight as Coach Weber rejoins us here. We say it all the time, but one thing that I really enjoy about being here at Kansas State is the young people you bring to this program. I think those are two pretty darn good examples.
Yeah, they are. And obviously, each one's a different journey to get here.
For
obviously,
sure.
Selton's a little longer journey. And, you know, you think about him. We were talking, I think I was talking to Casey about Selton yesterday. And, you know, he's in 8th or 9th grade, and they stick him on a plane. No parents, you know, his brother's here, and you know, hey, doesn't know English, and
off to Florida,
off to the United States, and yep. And you know, be a basketball player, and you know, and he got to go home this summer. It was the first time in over 2 years because of COVID, and his dad had cancer in that middle of that, and you know, so it's not easy, and you forget about that, and he's got some toughness to him, but he's still a young man, even yep. though he's very, very worldly. But, you know, he's done for him to have that experience you brought up about playing on the national team. He was the youngest guy in that FIBA regional that I think he was the only one that was in college and the whole thing. So he was playing with grown men, and, you know, that's a great experience. And I hope that he has that opportunity again, because to represent your country is an unbelievable, and to play in, you know, I've had the chance to coach in those tournaments, and it's special. There's no doubt, and the pride is there. Just like Kansas and playing K-State, the pride, you go, and I had a chance to go to European Championships. It was unbelievable. Oh, I mean, man. One country cheering against the other. We were in Turkey in Istanbul, and you know, Istanbul or Turkey, if they win, they go to the World Championships for the first time. And Megan was with me, and it was a close game. She goes, what do we do if they lose? Because, you know, the fans were it was unruly.
Wild,
I mean, I've never, yeah. A fan came out of the stands with a chair and went after one of the Croatian players. And they didn't even kick him out. They just put him back in his seat, you know. So it's a whole different dynamic. So. But, you know, for Selton to, you know, do that, have that experience, it's great for him. And, you know, he can guard. He's got it just offensively. You know, last year we gave him the ball a little more as it went on. Now you got Marquise, you got Nigel. He still can do some things. And we're trying to get him still feel confident without the ball, because he still can make plays, because Marquise makes plays to create help. Now Selton make the next play.
Uh-huh.
And he's starting to figure that out, and had a big layup against Texas Tech down the stretch, the same one Nigel made against Texas, the game winner. Selton had that same play to kind of help ice that thing. So, and then Logan, it's, you know, he's going through a little bit of freshman stuff, and then he gets COVID. You know, you miss some, and just kind of the breathing and everything coming back from that is taking a little bit of a toll, you know. But he has very good skill. He wants to do well more than he worries about everything. He comes to my office and he always, first time he came in, he had a notepad. He said, "Do you mind if I take notes?" And I thought like I'm being interviewed or something, you know. So he just wants to write everything down, and he goes home, and then he'll text me at night and say, "Well, you said this. Am I getting it right?
Right.
You know. So you know. But I told him the other day, you know, there's the black and there's the white, but there's also basketball's a gray, because there's sometimes I can't tell you everything, you know. They may come up on a screen on this time, but the next time they might not. So there's no definite, and you got to read, and that comes over the course of time. So, but good, you know, good young men and have bright futures, and they care, and you know, it's funny because Selton text me about 1:30 in the morning when we got back from Texas, and he said, "Coach, I haven't played well enough. I don't deserve to start anymore." And I said, "Selton, did you look at the stats?" And he said, "Why?" And I said, "You were plus 13. You were the highest plus minus. Now, you didn't score the most, and you didn't do this and that." And I said, "Don't forget about what you're good at.
Right.
And you can make a difference, you know, for our team." So, good young man, and you know, obviously it's fun with Logan, I'm being from Wisconsin, and
oh yeah,
Nigel's a Packer fan too. Nigel was born in Milwaukee. I don't know if you knew that, but we all get together and cheer, and you know, we're the playoffs this weekend should be fun, and hopefully a good Saturday afternoon, and it would be nice to have Saturday night too.
Exactly right.
And then the Chiefs on Sunday.
There
so,
you go. Yep. Should be a fun weekend. Let's make that happen. We'll take a break. More with Coach in a moment. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
It was a sunny day in Manhattan. We were working vice. My partner, Bubba Bloomer. My name, Tuesday. However, it's Monday, January 10th. We're at the Union Station Gastropub.
Welcome to Union Station.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Well, the full pound of smoked brisket is especially popular.
What's the best sauce?
The jalapeno blueberry is really good.
Bread choice?
4 slices of Texas toast? Drink?
No, I'm on duty. Maybe at 5. The verdict on the brisket? Excellent. I'll be back at 5.
This is Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt. Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Investment scams don't just target the elderly. Research shows many fraud victims are college-educated, financially literate individuals. 1 in 10 will fall victim to investment fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
U.S. air quality is better than it has been in decades. The U.S. leads the world in cutting CO2 emissions since the year 2000, all while becoming the world's largest producer of petroleum. We need oil and gas to provide the energy and products we depend on every day. And if we care about the environment, we should produce that vital resource here, because we do a better job on environmental issues than any other nation. That's what keeps America strong and Kansas strong. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com.
We all know old man Winter's been on vacation, but rumor has it he's headed back this way. Don't let him sideline you. On your way to see Willie, make sure you have a strong set of treads for your car, pickup, or SUV. And the place to get that done is Kansas Land Tire. Name brand tires. Unparalleled service and great value is what Kansas Land Tire is famous for. And it's not just about the tires, it's also about the alignment and the balancing of those tires. Kansas Land Tire, online at kansaslandtire.com.
With 23 convenient locations, visit thetirestore.com to find the Kansas Land Tire nearest you.
Back on the Bruce Weber Show, barbecue, burgers and beer, and more. Union Station by JP's Gastro Pub offers a selection of traditional pub foods along with fresh salads, brick oven pizzas, and slow smoke barbecue, located in the K-State Student Union. With a purchase of at least $10, parking in the garage adjacent to the Union is validated for up to 2 hours. Welcome back to the show. Well, we've had several questions tonight about Mark Smith. So let's talk about Mark Smith a moment. Boy, is he playing well for you.
Yeah, he is. He's playing like an experienced senior should play. And I'm really happy for him. One, he's a great young man. I can't say enough about the quality person he is. You know, when you're 22, I was worried when these guys came in because they're all older. Are they going to be, you know, one, happy at K-State?
Right.
Two, are they going to fit in? You know, and you heard Selton, you heard Logan talk about that they just blended in. But they're like Mark still is like a little kid. It's great. You know, his personality, he's happy-go-lucky. He's always in the gym. He's always watching film. When we talk about ownership, he's, you know, one, not only with his play, but also with holding people accountable, talking to guys, helping them. And, you know, I told him, he wants to be a coach. And, you know, this is a chance to have an internship. You know, you're learning. You're coaching every day if you do the right things on the court. And I think I said it after the game the other day. It's when you become a player-driven team, those are the best teams. The coach-driven teams, you know, that they're fine. But when you're a player-driven team, it makes it so much easier. So he's had great numbers. Five double-doubles. You know, we talked last time about 25 and 15 and 5. No one else has ever done that in K-State history. And then to come back and do what he did the other night, 22 and 8 again, and made some big shots, big plays. And, you know, the thing I think the best about him is his pace. He's not going too fast. Once in a while, you know, early in the year, he just kind of forced things. I always say a bull in a china shop, and he's not the china. I promise you that. So,
well, he's been a terrific addition in virtually every way. There's no doubt about that. During the commercial, we had a gentleman come up and ask us about the league too, and I thought I would read this. And I know you know all of this, but just the strength of the league. The Big 12 has the lowest average net in the country at 32.4. The next lowest conference is at 61.8. In addition, think about this for a moment. The Big 12 has just two losses outside of quads 1 and 2. I don't know how you get more impressive than that. That's pretty good.
It's amazing. And we always say it wide every year. Could it be better? And then it is again. And,
yep.
You know, it's 1 through 10. I think somebody mentioned every team in the league is in the top 64 in the net. So there's a lot of great wins out there. We just got two good ones, but we're going to have to keep getting them. And the good thing is, the more we get of those wins, they're going to help us and you know, build our resume in the long run. So it's a tough league. I thought a few years ago it would never be better. You know, when we had the three in the lead, was it four in the 16 and three in the lead eight and then one in the final four. I didn't think it could ever get better than that, but you know, there's a chance that we could. So it's amazing.
I guess I'll throw this out there too, just for the strength of the league. Baylor is 16-2, and off that national title team lost Jared Butler, Macy O'Teague, Davion Mitchell, and Mark Vidal. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and
that's insane.
Some of them are playing in the NBA, so I guess they're pretty good. And they just come right back. And you know, Iowa State didn't win a game last year, and they're 15th in the country or whatever. Crazy. I don't know this week what they are, but, you know, so it's pretty amazing.
No doubt about that. Just a thought here about the – you can't really look at this like the two games, can you? I mean, it's Saturday, it's Kansas.
One at a time.
Exactly.
Coach Snyder, somebody asked about Coach Snyder, but, you know, and that was one thing I learned from him and listening and watching, and you really got to focus on that next game. And that's the – I gave them a goal, you know, a dream, a vision, where we want them to get to. But I said you can't get to there until you get to the next one, and that the next one is the most important. And you know, and I try not to look too far ahead even on the schedule. Some of it because of travel, and we got to make plans. And Drew Spiro always says, "Coach, what about when you want to leave? This and that. We got to look at things." But you know, we're just all we can focus on is Kansas, and you know, and then obviously we play Baylor on that next week, but. It's a huge game. Again, I don't know what they are in the net, probably in the top five, I would think. So if you win that one, you're helping. And, you know, another goal is just for our guys is not to get swept by anybody. And, you know, that's a big thing. And if somehow you can find a way to do that, especially starting 0-4, you know, we would have some good wins on our resume.
I would like to go back and play those four again with the full complement of guys. I can't even imagine how you feel about it.
Yeah, no, there's obvious. No doubt. But and again, I complained enough about it, so I got to just shut up and worry about what we can control, and that's, you know, hopefully playing well against Kansas on Saturday.
You bet. That's a 3:00 game. We'll talk about a wrap-up here when we come back next. Our final break. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
U.S. air quality is better than it has been in decades. The U.S. leads the world in cutting CO2 emissions since the year 2000, all while becoming the world's largest producer of petroleum. We need oil and gas to provide the energy and products we depend on every day. And if we care about the environment, we should produce that vital resource here, because we do a better job on environmental issues than any other nation. That's what keeps America strong and Kansas strong. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com.
Next growing season, don't let pigweed dominate your fields. Attack pigweed with a foundational pre-emergent herbicide like Zidua SC that lasts up to 2 weeks longer than many competitive products. Step it up with a simple, broad-spectrum residual herbicide. Leave your corn and soybean fields cleaner, longer. Now go and win this season with Zidua SC. Contact your authorized BASF retailer and upgrade your residual herbicide. BASF, we create chemistry. Always read, follow label directions.
Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. One out of every 10 people fall victim to investment fraud. And consumers lose about $50 billion annually to consumer financial fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
It was a sunny day in Manhattan. We were working vice. My partner, Bubba Bloomer. My name, Tuesday. However, it's Monday, January 10th. We're at the Union Station Gastropub.
Welcome to Union Station.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Well, the full pound of smoked brisket is especially popular.
What's the best sauce?
The jalapeno blueberry is really good.
Bread choice?
Four slices of Texas toast? Drink?
No, I'm on duty. Maybe at 5. The verdict on the brisket? Excellent. I'll be back at 5.
One final time, we welcome you back to the Bruce Weber Radio Show. Visit Union Station by JP's Gastro Pub today to taste the difference. Proudly smoking meats daily with pecan and hickory wood for 16 hours. JP's Gastro Pub takes their barbecue serious, offering all the regional favorites like brisket, pulled pork, or the always popular house smoked and fried wings. We're confident the burn-ins will also make you smile. Coach, just enough time to say, go get those Jayhawks on Saturday. Should be a terrific atmosphere.
Yeah, I hope so, and I just hope we play well. And one of the things you can't focus on wins and losses. We got to focus on getting better.
You bet.
That's the most important. You keep getting better, we're going to keep getting the good outcomes at the end. That's important.
That's it.
We'll see you Saturday, and hopefully we have a smile next week.
You bet. That's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks to Russ back at our studios, and, of course, Jesse Piper and Christian right here. For Coach Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you Saturday at 2. Good night. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
On the K-State Sports Network, from Learfield, live from the Union Station by JP's Gastropub, this has been the Bruce Weber Show, brought to you by Union Station by JP's Gastropub. A Wildcat victory never tasted so good. Celebrate the Cats at Union Station by JP's Gastropub in the K-State Student Union. Kansas Land Tire, out of air or need repair? These guys care. And by Kansas Strong, strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the K-State Sports Network.